Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Let's just jump right in on the call, Cat, and give a good morning to Emma. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Good, how are you guys?
Hey, Emma. So tell us a little bit about Garrett. What's going on with him?
Unfortunately, not a whole lot since last week. You know, we connected and we're chatting a lot, messaging constantly. And then since our date last week, he's just been ghosting me.
Okay. Did you guys meet online then, or how did you meet?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. And then what was your date?
Well, you know, we mostly just gazed into each other's eyes, sighed, you know, the usual stuff.
He's so dreamy.
We went to a sports bar and, you know, just kept things light and easy. It seemed like we had a good time.
So you're both sports fans, or did you watch a game?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, we watched spring training and, yeah, you know, I admire athleticism in all of its forms, but mostly in tight uniforms.
In all of its forms, mostly tight uniforms. Like, wow. Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess most guys would think it's pretty cool. They got a girl that likes baseball, too. Did anything come up on your date that made you kind of go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, nothing really. I mean, the only thing I could think of is that he asked me what sports I like to participate in, and I said wrestling and winked. Oh, silly. But, you know, I feel like it's not exactly deal-breaker territory.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're just kind of hanging out and having fun, like, it's not like you showed up in a wrestling outfit or something, you know, trying to, like,
right,
jump off the top bar at Shiloh and elbow him to the floor or something.
Exactly. Yeah, it was definitely flirtatious.
Well, we'll just see what he says. So we'll go ahead and just give him a call and figure out what's going on here.
Okay.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
We just talked with Emma a little bit ago. Went on a date with Garrett to Shiloh. Hung out, watched a little Cardinal spring training. And really sensed nothing from him. So let's get a hold of Garrett here and see what the deal is.
Hello. Don't make me regret picking up the phone today.
What? Oh. Okay. Well, we'll do our best.
This is
Cosmo and Cat. We're our radio morning show on Y107. And
why am I on the radio?
Well, we have a segment that we would love for you to be on the radio with us, if you're cool with that. We're not selling anything, I promise. We're not taking any of your money.
Okay. Yeah, what's up?
We just know somebody that you know, and they'd like to see you again.
Oh, wow. Someone I know knows some radio celebrities. Super cool. Yeah, what's up?
So do you remember you and Emma and Shiloh and the Cardinals on TV and all that here like a week or so ago?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound very enthusiastic.
No, I mean, it was... It was just a little off for me. A little weird, a little off,
What? Like, what was? Was it her? Was it something she said, did, wore, what?
Well, no, she was cool. She was actually really attractive. She just had, like, she had the weirdest hair. I don't know. It was like this, she had this, like, kaleidoscopic streaks of color in her hair, and it was too much for me, man.
What do you mean, like color or some kind of accessory or what?
No, not accessories, like literally color. It was like a Picasso vomited on top of her head. Imagine like the Medusa, but instead of the snakes, it was these stripes
of color.
Like streaks of color. And like, we're adults, Like it's not 1993 anymore. Like we're like it's enough is enough. Like it was just I couldn't do it. I couldn't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
Cat, bite your lip for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Emma is here. Garrett, Emma, jump in here a second.
I don't even know what to say. You sounded so much more fun on our date.
I think I got a bad connection. What's going on?
You said you like how rebellious I am, and suddenly you're so boring.
Well, I was kind of afraid that if I didn't say I liked how rebellious you were going to put on some like brass knuckles and punch me in the face.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, like, I don't know. It was like, I understand Nirvana, Come As You Are, but like, come on, it was a first date.
You
like,
obviously don't seem to get out very much. You don't have a very exciting life, I'm guessing. But I have a really exciting life.
I love bowling. I'm in a bowling league. I'm exciting.
Oh my. Okay.
Cool. I'm exciting.
Okay.
I just don't understand why you couldn't be just like a little more normal. Like, Just be normal.
I'm not into normal. I have a corporate job and I have to literally hide my true colors because of that. That's not my scene. No, I hide my hair now because I have to for my job. But
yeah.
When I'm out having fun, I want to be able to show some color.
You're just so pretty. You're so pretty. And the hair is like, just, it's too much. Just like blend in.
Okay.
Blend in.
Garrett.
I'm not going to change to.
It's clearly not working, dude. So she's not changing her hair. So I don't think it's
okay.
Okay.
Well, this has been, I'm so glad I was on the radio. This was great. Really cool. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Clearly, you don't want to go out with her, and now she knows why, and she doesn't want to go out with you again. So, anyways, thanks for taking our call.
Oh, well, thanks for calling me. Yeah. Really cool. Yeah.
Bye. Sorry.
Okay, bye. I mean, who's going to hang up first? Let's
you.
Make this more awkward
okay.
than it already is.
I think it's going to be me. Thanks, guys.
Oh, all right. See ya.
Oh.
They both hung up at the same time. That was awesome.
All right. I didn't even get a chance to go off on him about talking bad about color in their hair.
Kat's got a good old streak of teal in her hair. I was watching you. I was like, oh, man, she's going to kill this guy.
Yeah, like half my hair is teal.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Kat Show.